Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a Loose Read.
And just like that, dear listeners, here we are. Our last Loose Reads of 2025. Our last Loose Reads with Suri.
This feels like, you know, when you finish a really good book and you're like, well,
aww.
What do
that
you
was awesome,
now?
But what? Where do I go now?
Yeah, it's like the best compliment. Thanks,
and
guys.
Every other book, it's just like, not as good.
thanks.
We're so sad that your chapter of Time Out is coming to an end.
Yeah, I'm really sad too. It's been like 6 years of B and 10 years of Time Out.
Wow.
Like a full decade, which is wild. And I started as like this little 22-year-old who, you know, just didn't know what they wanted to do in life. And like, I just finished my BA and I was always milling around Time Out. And, you know, I would occasionally be like, oh, do you guys have a job going? And Gina would be like, oh, hold on to your CV. And then one of my closest friends, Kate Neller, she and I started around the same time. It's just, yeah, it's kind of an amazing place to be, and it's an amazing place to work as a young person, especially as someone who like maybe doesn't know what they want to do for sure. It just like leads you down so many weird and cool paths. I've like taken like a couple of years off in between for various things, but you know, we always make a joke that Time Out is kind of like a benevolent cult. You know, you never really
like it's yeah. like you once you're here you're like
You may
be moving on, Suri, but you are forever intertwined with BFM. And I'm sorry to tell you that you can never escape.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
We will be stealing you for correspondence at some point, I think.
Wonderful. Let's have a little recap. Maybe tell us a little bit about some of your fave books you've read this year, or what's on your summer pile.
Yeah. You know, this year's been a really great year for reading. I think one of the books that really stuck with me, and it's not always a book that, like, it's not the kind of book I would always necessarily pick up on my own, but my dear friend Dominic Hoey's book, 1985.
Mm. Yeah.
I think if you're thinking of a book that, like, captures this moment in Aotearoa, I think that the parallels between, like, 1980s cusp of neoliberalism and sort of seeing the, hopefully, endpoint of that, it being where we are now. Yeah, I think that's a super interesting read. I think you might see it on like the Occam's list next year. Mm. What else have I read? Oh, recently I read Joyce Carol Oates's Fox, which is great. Mm. Either of you done Joyce Carol Oates before?
No.
Oh, she's so good. She's got a twisty little mind.
no, she sounds like me.
And me.
I love something a little bit sick and twisted.
Yeah.
I've been reading Octavia Butler, my first Octavia Butler. I don't know why it's taken me so long to get here, but I'm reading Dawn, and I put on my Instagram story the other day, I was like, you know, the whole like alien telepathy sex thing is freaking me out a little bit, but apart from that, I'm really enjoying my first Octavia Butler.
Yes. She is so much weirder than I thought, but it's so
she
good.
She gets freaky with it, but
she
I like it.
I love a little freak. I feel like all the best writers are little freaks.
Yeah.
And it's definitely true of Joyce Carol Oates. It's so funny when you read her books and then you see this photo of the photos of her. She's like a Princeton lecturer and she's like very like, you know, she's sort of bird-like and prim and like she's got glasses, and Fox is like outrageous. It's about this like, it's sort of like if you've read Patricia Highsmith before, Talented Mr. Ripley, this is sort of like a grifter story along the same lines, but mixed with a bit of Lolita. It's like this teacher, Mr. Fox, appears one day at this like private school in New Jersey, and everyone knows that he was asked to leave his previous school, but it's not super clear the reasons why that is. And then you learn that it's his involvement with his students that bring him there, but everything about how the story's told, about, you know, your entryway into something being wrong, happens in like the first like three pages, when like this girl's going hiking in like the Everglades with like her dad, and they find a submerged car. It's like all these like little gross details and like all these like horrid inner thoughts that slowly reveal like the motivations of all of these characters and everyone's implicated in the story and of what Fox ends up doing, how someone ends up dying. Yeah, it's really good. I think if you're looking for like a chunky murder mystery story, incredibly well written, yeah, I would definitely go with Fox. That was great.
That sounds juicy.
Yeah.
I like a juicy read. Oh, I love it.
Also, more recently, Tisiata Avia's new collection of poetry is really amazing. Mm-hmm. I also want to do a shout out. It's not a book, but I really want to shout out to Spore Books, run by Balmorhan and Erina, who are putting like independent indie books from India, and they also have started publishing work. And their very first book, a book of poetry, Slender Volumes by Richard von Sturmer, was shortlisted for the Ockham Prize this year, which I think is kind of amazing.
That's incredible.
You're like really first incredible. Punted it and you're already like, you know, in the door. So
yeah.
I think with like a lot of support, I'd be so excited to see what else they come out with. What else have I read and loved? Endling, which I think we've talked about on here before.
Yeah, just started it and I'm enjoying it.
It's a weird start to it.
It's odd, but yeah. I'm adjusting.
Too many snails?
A lot of snails.
Hey, no
snails.
Such thing.
True.
That's actually true. Protect the snails at all costs. Yeah, but it is a fascinating book.
Yeah, it is. The first part is a lot of snails, and then sort of towards the middle, it takes this like jolt. And while it's so interesting to read something that's like, you can tell the shape of the story's been warped during in real time. And it's sort of what the author says. So like, you know, it's the story about this woman who's a biologist, and this funding for her specific area of study starts to run dry. She like specializes in like end species of snails, and you know, in like to support herself, she sort of starts like escorting for wealthier sort of diplomats from like, you know, the West, places like the States, the UK. And in the middle of all of this, the Ukraine war erupts. And Maria River said, if it wasn't for the Ukraine war, it would have been a very different story. Like, it just shaped the entire last half of the book. So, yeah, I thought that was super fascinating. Loved House of Day, House of Night by Olga Tokarczuk.
Yes.
I think if you're wanting like a mind-bending summary that's going to make you think, maybe make you puke a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Throwing up. Speaking of summer reads, what's on your pile for the summer?
So many things on my pile. Really want to read the new Olga Ravin, The Wax Child. Mm-hmm. Looks awesome. It's like set in Salem, tells the story of like the first woman to ever be burned at the stake.
Whoa.
Also, Yanis Varoufakis's sort of like history memoir book, Raise Your Soul. It's like a history of resistance from around the world. And I think that Yanis Varoufakis is like a real pragmatist, but he always has like a silver lining, which I think is like really lovely to read. Also really want to do the Laura Vincent Hood's Landing. There's some cool New Zealand fiction coming out, and I'd like definitely add that onto the list.
We've had Jenna came up and spoke about Hood's Landing, and I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, there's copies everywhere, so pick up one and read it, because I heard it's like a great New Zealand novel, really good for around this time of the year where like families are coming together.
Yeah,
there's some really kind of twisted family dynamics. Which I'm sure
totally
many of you are traveling somewhere to experience.
You know what's so funny is I think this year has been the year of twisted family dynamic books.
Yeah, totally.
We've had the Benjamin Markovitz, which was shortlisted for the Booker, Hal Ebert's Among Friends, another like standout read for me this year, actually. yeah, Hood's Landing, 1985 has flavors of that too. So yeah, something's in the air.
Okay, I've got a question. We on fashion earlier today, we're talking about trends, and I wondered if you have a ins and outs for literature in 2026. Have you thought about this?
I love this question. Yep. A little bit I have. I think it's easiest to start with the ins. So I think ins at this moment is like, I know this is probably going to be a little bit of a hot take. I feel like it's return to the ancient text time, you know?
Whoa, okay.
Everything, yeah.
This is interesting. Music-wise, I'm predicting a little bit of a Summer of Dungeon.
Oh, yeah, you have been talking about this.
And so the ancient text, Summer of Dungeon, like, listen, we're so sick.
It's all going to come together really nicely.
We're going back to primordial times, my friends. Yeah, I don't know. Everything feels kind of like a revisitation of something like, you know, like Olga Tokarczuk is so like that. The Olga Raven is like that. Flashlight. There's just so many books, so many bits of fiction that really deal with like deep history, you know, even the Elif Shafak. Yeah, it's like going back in time, looking at like the first of humanity and then where we are now, which to me sometimes makes me nervous. I'm like, so are you saying like the end of humanity? Is that
I think it's a little bit apocalyptic. Like everyone's feeling a bit doom and gloom about the state of it all, and everyone's just trying to do what they can to figure out how the hell we got here.
Oh, totally. That's exactly what it is, actually. Yeah.
It's like how do
I hope
we
it's not the
here?
End of humanity. It's just a little bit trying to like figure out how we got here in order to figure out where we go, maybe.
Yeah, and it's probably been like that, I think. You know, that's probably come in waves with like post-war fiction and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's definitely an in and out. Ooh, this is another hot take. I think auto fiction might be making its way out after having like a very heavy moment.
A hot time. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like, just wonder if it's also because like it's becoming, I guess, like the more organized our lives become, like the less it feels like there's like an necessarily the same kind of inner life to pull from, you know, like you read stuff like Janet Frame, you totally think to yourself like, it's like that Chantal Ackerman quote where she's like, when you watch my movies, you feel time passing. And I think with like a lot of autofiction, it's like that, where it's like you feel the time passing, which is like, you know, it's such a luxurious experience. But I think that's maybe becoming rarer for people. So I think we're seeing like a little bit less of that. What else is out the door? I might have to come back to that one because I had something tickling away at the back of my mind. But yeah.
I think those are pretty good predictions. Predictions.
predictions.
For 2026. Yeah. And we'll just have to wait and see whether they come true, and we'll text you and let you know.
Hey, thank you. Would love that.
So excited to listen to some dungeon rave and read books about the beginning of it all.
Hell yeah.
Summer sorted.
If you're looking for Millie over the summer, that's where she'll be.
I'll be in my hovel.
Actually, another in that I think we're going to see a lot of in 2026, and I base this on a book that I read and really loved called Moderation by Elaine Castillo.
Yes. We were talking about that last week as well.
It's so good. And I think we're going to see a lot more like tech dystopias which I'm excited to read.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely becoming more in the mainstream corridor, which is nice in the rise of AI and all that fuckery. Yay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very good. Oh. Sorry. We're so sad to see you go, but
we're also really excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to tell the listeners what your next chapter is?
Sure. I mean, like, hopefully at some point next year I'll be a lawyer. We'll see. Touchwood. I don't know how that journey will go. So just in case it doesn't exactly map out, but a couple of other little secret projects on the back burner, so yeah.
Suri's secret project. I like it.
We're very excited for you.
Very excited and very heartbroken that you're leaving us. But yes, we'll stay friends.
It's been the best thing at B. When I started here, it was like Sarah Thompson and Mikey Havoc, which is like
You've gone through a fair few breakfast hosts, haven't you?
Totally. I knew I had to have like a triple shot of something every morning Mikey was on. I miss him, I love him. And then it was like Rachel Ashby, Angel, and Johnny, and then I've loved doing it with you too.
Aww.
Yeah, B is very lucky to have you both.
Oh, dang. Sorry. We love you. And yeah, so excited for you. Thank you so much for all you've done for B over the years and for Time Out. Have a wonderful Christmas a wonderful summer break.
Oh, thank you guys. Back at you. Been a pleasure. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.